Robinson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final. Spills out to Horsley. What a goal!
For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's edition of the Monday Waffle. You're joined by me, Sam McManus, Mitchell Turner and Kate Massey. How are you guys?
Very well, Sam. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, going very well. Great little intro there from us, Sam. Trying to script a little bit of an intro and we still managed to stuff it up. That's okay.
It's just Kate's comedic chops that have me rolling.
Very dry sense of humour.
We're just coming off a great round of footy. NAIDOC week, round seven.
Yes.
And some important results.
Yeah, always a really good week in the Waffle, a good round NAIDOC week. The jerseys, the Guernseys, always some good, interesting designs from each Waffle club and a few little celebrations to start the game. So entertaining, as well as the football, obviously, is always a good product in the Waffle.
Yeah, well, we have a huge Waffle superstar coming up on the show today. One of your favourites, Sam?
Jai Bolton, great player and great guy.
One of the most highly decorated players in the Waffle. Only 4 years and he's achieved quite a lot. So that's going to be a pretty interesting conversation coming up later on.
But before we get to Jai Bolton, let's take a look at the round's results.
So Subiaco have defeated Perth. It's a good win for them. Who played well for Subi?
Yes, Kate. Well, the early game this week started at about 12 o'clock, which was really weird. But Subiaco's best players of the day, Jacob Atkinson, playing up forward in a little bit of ruck, 3 goals and 18 disposals. So he's been really impressive this year for the Lions. Reece Waters and Maxi Walters also got themselves 2 goals each. And our favourite, the Bishop Lee Kitchen, had 1 goal to go along with his 20 disposals on the weekend. So the captain playing really well. Kate, what about Perth's big performers?
Yeah, so Fraser McInnes, 3 goals. Logan McDonald, one of your favourites, or if not your favourite.
Favourite.
Also 3 goals, and he's 18 and leading the Bernie Naylor medal.
That's insane. None of us predicted him to win the Bernie Naylor because, in all fairness, none of us knew who he was leading into the year, really, because he's come out of nowhere.
It's a tough loss for Perth, though. We all tipped him last week on the Monday Waffle podcast, and
I didn't.
Didn't you?
I tipped Subiaco purely for loyalties. But in fairness to you, we'll put it out there. We obviously do our tips on Monday, so we have no idea about teams, injuries, anything like that on the Monday.
I still want to tip Perth.
They had heaps out.
I know, but I was backing my boys.
Yeah. Why did no one ask me for my tip? Just quietly.
No. Because you weren't on air, Kate.
Yeah, because you want to come in on Monday.
Karaoke or something on
Players
Monday.
Like Chris Maston and stuff didn't play, so they had quite a few out. So we'll give them a pass mark. But going to be an exciting battle for finals. We'll talk about that later on.
Now to the top versus the bottom game. South Freo defeating Peel by 35 points, 70-35, double the score. Some standouts for South Freo. Mason Shaw kicked 4 goals. Nick Subin, 21 touches and a goal. And Jake Florenka with 36 touches. Huge game.
Yeah, Jake Frank is racking it up this year. 36 touches, that's big in a reduced quarter game. So, massive. And obviously, Mason Shaw, 4 goals. He's always kicking bags. Peel Thunder, Kate, a few names that we've come to know from over the years.
Hayden Ballantyne had 2 goals. Jackson Merritt, 1 goal, 25 disposals. And Braden Lawler had 21 and 7 tackles.
Always plenty of Lawlers running around in the Peel District playing football. So good to see them having some good games. But obviously, not the result Peel wanted. But like we said, they've had a tough year. But they've held their heads up high and actually played okay this year. They've been competitive at times, just haven't been able to get that win. The
closest game of the round, the most exciting.
Yeah, which we wouldn't have...
Would
not have picked to be such a close game. But, Claremont v East Fremantle, Sam, they almost got the job done, the Sharks.
Not far off it. Jai Bolton starred, 2 goals, 29 disposals. Great performance from him, which is why we'll be speaking to him shortly. Anton Hamp, 3 goals. And Kay Mitchell, back in the Waffle, continues to dominate.
Kane Mitchell, yep. He racks it up every week. One of my favourite players of all time because he's not only a terrific footballer.
He's also a Tarzan, according to BT.
Yeah, he's a samurai, I think, BT.
Tarzan!
Samurai is the other one he'd like to call him, but one of the best blokes in the Waffle as well, Kane Mitchell. Terrific guy. Obviously, East Fremantle going down by 5 points, but Cody Leggett, 2 goals and 24 touches. He's proved that he was worth the drama trying to get him over from Perth this year because he's played some really, really good football. Ryan Ambrose, 2 goals, and Thomas Bennett, 20 disposals and 1 goal. And we're going to the last game of the year, of the round, of the year. I mean, I'm getting jumping ahead a little bit there, but last game of the round, sorry, East Perth defeating Swan Districts by 35 points.
Eddie Simpson.
Mm. There you go.
Childhood friend of mine.
Big yeah, man, playing some good
four
footy.
Four goals.
That's his best return in a waffle game. Four goals. So
I'm surprised
it's a great
to see
game
him up there.
They're playing some good footy, East Perth, by the way. Like they led Claremont at halftime a few weeks ago, and then had a horrible second half. But then they followed up the week after and beat Subiaco. They've just taken care of Swan Districts.
It's the same names in the list, isn't it? Pat McGinnity, two goals. Jackson Ramsey, 30 disposals. And, of course,
the lunchbox.
Aiden Lynch, 31 disposals and nine tackles.
They could actually make finals, East Perth. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, that race for the last spot. But they are flying. For the Swans, Sam, who were their key performers?
Sam Fisher, the non-AFL version of Sam Fisher, 37 disposals, seven tackles. Nathan Ireland and Lee Coleman both kicking two goals, and Corey Galt with seven tackles, 14 disposals.
Sam Fisher has hit some sort of form in the past
few weeks.
Maybe
he'll be playing for the Saints shortly.
Exactly.
Who knows?
His namesake did the same. So, yeah, he's racking it up. That's been a very, very good recruit. Kate, I think we should check out the ladder and give everyone an update on how it's looking getting closer to the finals.
We have South Freo at the top, undefeated, and then we've got West Perth, Claremont and Perth making up the top four. Mitch, what's the bottom of the ladder looking like?
Yeah, so just outside that top four racing for the finals are Subiaco and East Perth, both on three wins each, so they're certainly pushing their claims. Then East Fremantle and Swan Districts, both on one win in 7th and 8th respectively. And of course, at the bottom of the ladder, without a win yet this year, is unfortunately Peel Thunder. But just doubling back on that, so Subi and East Perth, one game behind Perth, who are sitting in 4th place, holding onto that final spot right now. They're one win behind. Percentage-wise, Subi are up by about 0.7. So they're slightly higher than Perth. And then East Perth are only 0.5, or it's only 5% behind them. So it's a really tight race. When we get to the fixtures, we'll look ahead. But in the next few weeks, there's some big games coming
big
out
games
the last two
and
rounds.
Margins are going to be a big indicator
and
of who makes the finals.
And I reckon if you predict the way games should go this year, pretty close to it, there's actually a small chance that Subiaco could knock Perth out in the last game of the year and jump
Please
on
no.
top by a couple percent. So
I
know
you'd
love that, Mitch.
We'll talk about that later when we forecast through the fixtures. But right now, it's time to jump into our feature interview.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Okay, so a long introduction for this player. He's played 87 games for Claremont. He's had 2,502 disposals, so that's an average of 29 disposals. He has the 2016 Sandover Medal, Best and Fairest and Simpson Medal, the 2018 Simpson Medal, Sandover Medal and Best and Fairest. How are you going, Jai?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, Kate.
Better off.
How are you? Oh, sorry?
Better after that intro?
Yeah, it's pretty nice the year, I suppose. Wouldn't mind hearing a couple of premierships on there, though. That'd be handy.
Hopefully this is the year. Pretty close game on the weekend, Jai, but luckily you were able to hold on.
Yeah, we got off to a pretty good lead in that last quarter, and there was a bit of breeze coming towards East Frio's end, I suppose, but also they just threw everything at us to try and get the win, and they got pretty close in the end, gave us a bit of a scare, but yeah, we were lucky that we were able to hold them off.
You've had another good year so far. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't know, it's pretty bit of a short year, so yeah, you got to just try and every game's worth more, I suppose. Like we're used to playing everyone three times or two or three times a year, and it's only one. So you, every time you play a team, you've got to put your best foot forward, try and get the win. So it's been pretty competitive all year, and it's pretty tight for final spots. So, you've got to just try and give your best performance every week.
Now, you ran through your individual accolades a moment ago, but you did mention that you'd love to have a couple premierships on that list as well. You're having a pretty good year as a team this year, the Claremont Tigers. But we did hear last week the news come out that Fremantle Oval will be hosting the grand final. South Freo obviously sitting on top of the moment, undefeated. Was it a little bit disappointing from your standpoint and the team standpoint to see that you could potentially be playing a grand final at an opposition's home ground?
I suppose you're never going to be able to satisfy anyone if they're going to be choosing from someone's home ground. It's not ideal that it's at the team who's on top of the ladder at the moment, I suppose. But you know, like to win a grand final, you got to beat the other team. Doesn't matter where you play. So I think it's going to be difficult. and it might give them a bit of an extra edge on grand final day, but we want to try and get there first and then go from there. But yeah, it was an interesting decision, but can't do anything about it.
Didn't mean to try and catch you up there, Jai, and get you in any trouble, just seeing if you had any thoughts. Obviously, you would have loved to have a grand final at Claremont Oval, which is a pretty good facility at the moment.
A few lighter questions for you now, Jai. We're wondering who's got the worst chat on field at Claremont?
there's a few shockers that you hear a bit. Probably Limmy would definitely be up there.
Surprise.
He tries to get into some bloke's ears a few times. Doesn't really land many punches.
Jack Lucy in there too.
Oh yeah, Jack's getting better. He's starting to get better, but yeah, he's got his tail off a bit lately. But he used to struggle, but he seems to be learning pretty quickly.
What's the best sledge that you've personally got?
Most of this year probably to do with me weight, so probably carrying a couple of extra kegs at the moment. So they're pretty. they dig in a bit, but I don't know. Probably.
Can you frame one for us and tell us exactly how they said it to you when they were calling you fat?
No, I don't know. I'll probably keep it that, but I got one. The classic, I suppose, like, you've been best on for us today sort of thing. Like, and the ones that always hurt are if you hear people say, nah, let him kick, let him kick. We want the ball in his hands. You hear the opposition saying that. That gets to you a little bit. But, that's my favourite one to use anyway as well.
Well, you've heard that plenty of times over your career, Jai, considering you averaged getting the ball 29 touches a game. So it's not always the worst if they're yelling that one out plenty of times. Yeah. Now, we talked about the worst chat on the field at Claremont. Who's the most annoying at the club?
Most annoying? Well, I live with Isaac Wallace, so he's probably not most annoying to everyone else, but because I spend a lot of time with him, he knows how to get under my skin. Same with Jack Buller, one of the younger kids as well. We live with him too, and we get quite competitive in the house with Xbox and that sort of stuff, and just little games around the house. So yeah, those two probably annoy me the most.
Who's the worst on social media at the club?
Corey Hitchcock, without a doubt.
And why is he so bad?
I don't know. It's a bit of a serious platform for the young kid just trying to find his way, and he's single, so he tries to show off the assets a little bit sometimes, which is fair enough, fair play to the young man. But then we've got another couple of guys who are quite into their fitness sort of videos and that sort of stuff as well, that are probably not great. So
bit of a Bailey Smith type character, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit like that. But good on him.
He's not going to be happy with you, Jai.
I don't reckon either, but he's got to cover it from me sometimes.
Now, you've been able to throw a few guys under the bus just now, but I'll ask you, this is more of a, I'm not sure, maybe more of a positive question. We know you boys like a bit of a flutter at the club. You don't mind a few same game multis and things like that. Who's the best punter at the club?
Well, after myself, probably, I would probably go Riley Morgan is quite good, especially with the horses. He's right into his horse racing, so he loves that sort of stuff. But then
We'll edit that out because we don't want Riley to get any kind of compliments there. So the last thing Riley needs to know is be told that he's a good punter.
he's given me a few tips, so I've got to give him a bit of a pat on the back there, and they've come through. But Callan England, he's been, I don't want to pump his tyres up any more than everyone else is as well at the moment, but he's been onto a few winners lately. He reckons he's been cashing in on the multi. So probably those two.
Well, thanks for chatting to us today, Jai. You've heard it there. If you need any tips on punting, go to Riley Morgan or Callan England. We wish you luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Kate. Cheers. Thanks for having me.
It's time for the Monday Waffle News.
As you would have heard in our chat with Jai, the 2020 Waffle Grand Final will be held on the 4th of October, but at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Thoughts?
Yeah, so South Freo's home ground, who just happened to be sitting on top of the ladder and haven't won a grand final a long time.
They're sitting pretty, and it's a big advantage to play at your home ground in the Grandy.
We were saying off air, they play very, very well at Fremantle Oval. So to sides like West Perth and Claremont, that is a punch in the guts.
Maybe Jai and the Claremont boys will have a punt on South Ferry to win the flag.
Well, of course, that's against the rules of the integrity competition. However, Sam's got a very good dry sense
of humour. For any Karens out there, I was just...
Exactly, no Karens. But disappointing, but hey, Fremantle Oval's a nice oval, good surface, and we got to have the Waffle Grand Final somewhere. So, as Jai said, someone's going to be disappointed wherever it was chosen to be held. So
very true.
It's at Fremantle Oval, deal with it, and well done to the Bulldogs.
It was also announced this week that the CEO of the WAFC, Gavin Taylor, will be departing after this year to pursue stuff in the Eastern
States. Yeah, a really big role, like a really positive step for him. Yeah. That's what the press release said. So it looks like he's taking on a pretty high up promotion over East. So good luck to Gavin Taylor. He's done a good job. Over the past few years,
like
he's been involved in the Waffle.
A good faith exit, doesn't it?
Exactly. He's been
going on in the WAFC.
Yeah, the timing is interesting, but it's he's done a good job over the last decade working with the Waffle and WAFC. So, good luck to Gavin Taylor, and hopefully the rest of the season goes well.
Round 8 this week, 2 more rounds to go before finals time. First game, Subi East Freo, 2:30 at Leaderville Oval. I have to back the Lions here. What about you guys?
So do I.
Subiaco for me
Sam. Oh, no surprises there, Mitch.
There you go. Back him in. The next game, 2:30 from Revo Fitness Stadium. Claremont Oval is Claremont v West Perth, broadcast on ABC Radio, 7:20 a.m. So you can hear that one covered, Sam. Claremont v West Perth, who do you have?
Falcons.
Claremont.
We'll call it game of the round as well. I'm going to go Claremont. That's game of the round. But Claremont had a down week. They'll bounce back and play a bit better than they did last week. Next game.
South Freo versus East Perth, 2:35 Fremantle Community Bank Oval. South Freo.
Same for me.
7-0 after
East
this
Perth
week.
Perth been good, but going South Freo. That game on 91.3 Sport FM. So you can hear it. So 3 out of the 4 games are actually covered this week on in the media. So
That's
if you
great.
Can't get down to the ground, 91.3 Sport FM. Probably Jacob Lansmere and the crew there calling that one.
And Swans versus Perth, Kate?
I will be going Perth.
I'll be going Perth as well.
Perth need a win. That's 3:05 p.m. So that's the latest game, and that's on Channel 7.
That's all we have time for this week. If you've enjoyed listening to the show, make sure you click subscribe. And as always, if you want to get involved, head over to our socials and flick us a message.
Hopefully you enjoy the football action this weekend and have yourself a great time over the next few days. Sam McManus, where can the people find you this weekend?
If you want to hear bad songs sung by a bad singer with a lot of alcohol in his belly, get down to Oceans on Sunday nights and I'll be ripping it up on stage. Crowd favourite, they call me.
He's a regular there, Sam McManus, always representing
Look
the Monday
the
Waffle
stars. Look how they shine for
We'll see you, next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.